Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
Fights that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor. Give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this time now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick? Or I now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt. Now, giving you all of this what you really want, cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming. Nigga, I'm feeling bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
Advice that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor. Give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this time now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick? Or I now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt. Now, giving you all of this what you really want, cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming. Nigga, I'm feeling bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Listen, now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bent you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live, and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Girlfriends, and let them know that we are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Eddie.
Dallas Southern Pride presents Miss Dallas Southern Pride Pageant 2019. Thursday, September 26th at the Doubletree Hotel Market Center, 2015 Market Center Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Category, presentation, pride colors, a combination or singular. Talent, 15 minutes max with 2 minutes setup time. Evening wear, question and answer. Registration, $75 until August 31st, 2019. For more info, contact Kate Johnson at AboundingProsperity.org. DallasSouthernPride.com, 214-421-4800. Prize package of $1,500. Also, the first annual Ball House Pageant Awards Gala. A red carpet event, Friday, September 27th, 2019, at 7 p.m. Also presenting the Gulf Coast Ballroom of the Year Award, Mistress of Ceremonies, Tommy Ross and Stasha Sanchez. RSVP required at Eventbrite, BHAP Conference, the BHAP Conference. Attire, evening wear required. At the Doubletree Hotel Market Center, 2015 Market Center Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Special guest performance by Kennedy Davenport. Also, Saturday, September 28th, Dallas Southern Pride presents the Black Pride State Fair Classic Weekend. The pool party, featuring It's Your Boy Candy, Light Skin Keisha, Beat King, and Asian Doll. At the Cedar Canyon Dude Ranch, 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. 4523 University Hills Boulevard, Lancaster, Texas. VIP cabana sections available with VIP entry area access. One VIP cabana section, one bottle. Host Hotel, Doubletree Hotel, Market Center. Overflow Hotel, Sheraton Suites, Market Center. Saturday, September 28th. It's going to be a celebration. Dallas Pride Weekend. Put your hands up. Legendary mother Bria Ebony and legendary father Marquis Prodigy present Royalty in Philadelphia, PA, December 7th, 2019. Admission. $30. Tables are now on sale. $300. Your commentators for this evening, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy and Snoopy West. Master of the Beat, the icon, the Doctor, Von Allure. Categories include Dun Queen Realness, $1,000. Open to all performance, $1,500. Schoolboy Realness, $500. Runway, $500. House with the Most Trophy, $1,000. Royalty in the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA, 7 December 2019. Be there.
For. It's just Kelly.
Kelly.
What are you gagging for?
girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that she is on live. When you enter the building, make sure you hashtag, I'm here for the shit. This is another installment of Petty Mondays here on September 23rd, 2019. Honey, make sure you share this live and make sure you invite all of your girlfriends, bitch. Because guess what? Mother is here for the shit. What's going on Facebook? What's going on YouTube? What's going on Instagram? We are live and we are here for it, honey. Yes, honey. We got a lot to talk about tonight, honey. Okay. Let me bring my sister on from another mother, honey. It's the legendary one herself, the runway ruler, the runway destroyer, honey. The bitch that don't mind popping you in your mouth when you try to lay hands on her and think that you're gonna pray for her at a function. It's the legendary mother, Amaya Khan, is live on the airwaves with us. Hi, Amaya.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. I'm waiting for Jason to press one and to come up on the phone line. Listen, we got a lot to talk about tonight, okay? It was a ball in New York City tonight, this weekend. It was a ball in Chicago this weekend, and it also was a ball in Florida this weekend. Amaya was at the ball in Chicago. I was at the ball in New York. Jason was at the ball in Chicago. So we got a lot of shit to get to.
I mean, in Florida.
We got a lot of shit to get to. And then I also got to read a bitch and check a bitch mistake. Because, bitch, see, last week on the show, right, the kids was on the live, okay, and then the kids got off of the live, and then they came on to the show and was talking. And I stopped the kids from reading. And it also was a ball in L.A. But I didn't have no coverage, Marcus. I know it was a ball in L.A., Marcus, but I didn't have nobody in L.A. to cover the ball. And you know what? We got to get us an L.A. reporter to do the show with us on Monday night, because we don't have nobody that be in L.A. so we can get to see or what happened in L.A. And, you know, Devon don't do the show no more with us, so we got to get us the L.A. correspondent to be here on the show with us when we do the show to give us the tea from what happened in L.A. because, you know, L.A. gives you some tea, honey. But last week, I stopped the kids from reading, okay, Andre, last week. Okay, because the kids was going to go in and the kids was going to give their side of the story about things and how they felt about things. But I said, you know what? The last time me and Andre had an incident, I was really petty. I was really, really petty. Okay, right before I went to London, I was really petty, and I got off the train on my way to JFK Airport and had to make a pit stop at my grandson, the legendary Tyshawn Ballon house, okay, and I had to read, okay, and air Andre out, and I said to myself, you know what, this time, I'm gonna be a bigger person, even though I'm bigger than him regardless. I said, I'm going to be a bigger person, and I'm just going to leave it alone, and I'm not going to read, and it is what it is, and we're going to let it go. But then I was at the ball. Shout out to the new overall father, Freddie LaBeija, the icon Freddie LaBeija, okay? Shout out to him. I was at Freddie ball on Saturday, okay? And so I think around like 8:30, Caesar called me, and it was about 8 o'clock. Caesar called me. I was laying in the bed, in my house dressed and everything. Caesar called me and was like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. I'm just sitting here in the house, child. I'm paying, and I'm going to stay in the house, and I'm going to watch some movies and stuff. But then I remember to myself, bitch, okay, Amaya's in Chicago this weekend at the ball, bitch. Okay, Jason's in Florida at the ball, bitch. Let me get my fat ass up, bitch, and go to this motherfucking ball here in motherfucking New York City, bitch, and get the motherfucking tea, bitch. So I went to the ball to get the fucking tea. Okay, so I'm sitting at the ball with my sister, Alexis Snow. You already motherfucking know, bitch, okay? So we're sitting at the ball, and we're in the back and everything. And so y'all know I really don't be going live too often at balls and stuff.
But I seen Junior getting on the mic. So I knew Junior was getting on the mic, so I knew it was going to be something when I seen Junior getting on the mic. So I went live, okay? I went live on the thing. He introduced Freddie out as the new overall father. He introduced Chris out as the new New York City father of the House of Libation. I never thought that, he was going to make the statement that he made afterwards, and it was just a kiki and me being funny or whatever. So Junior says to Andre on the microphone at the ball, because he seen me on live, and he looked right at my camera, if y'all seen the live, and said, Andre, it's time for you to come back home. Okay, because Andre's first house, if any of y'all don't know Andre's history, his first house was the House of Labeja, okay? And so I said, and just being funny and being joking, y'all can take him. Take him now, bitch. Take him. Then I went back to the back, and as I'm walking back to the back, Junior was like, yeah, we're gonna get him. Take him, okay? And I said it again. And so then I said to my sister Alexis, I said, well, do anybody have a FedEx account? Because we can overnight delivery him for 10 a.m. delivery. Alexis was like, girl, no, bitch, they got 8:30 a.m. delivery. I said, well, bitch, that's even better because we are shipping him over right now. Just being joking and stuff of that nature. So I don't understand people, right? When you have someone blocked, okay, that you shoot at people when you have them blocked, knowing that they can't see you. So yesterday I'm sitting here in the house, and me and my husband's watching videos and stuff, and I keep getting all of these fucking notifications on my fucking phone. Why the fuck am I getting all of these fucking notifications on my phone? So Andre puts up a post about me on his page. I can't see Andre's post on his page, but Andre can still see the stuff that goes on my fan page because I don't know how to block people on my fan page and things of that nature. So he can still see the stuff. So I guess Brooklyn Mona must be shared the motherfucking post, okay? And Brooklyn Mona shared the post from my fan page into her group that she has, bitch. So Andre got the post. And he got the video. So then Andre then goes to want to share the post and the Mizrahi group a couple of times and try to read me, okay, in the post in the Mizrahi group. Then he went further to make a post and put it on his page and call me a bum and that I need to start my own house. And I need to get up out of Jack's motherfucking ass and all types of things of that nature. And I would never be overall mother as long as he's alive. So I said to myself, I'm not going to make a post. I took the screenshots that the people sent to me, okay? And I posted up on my page. Because I'm not going to make a post and go back and forth with no one on a post. I don't get paid for going back and forth with people on a post. I get paid when I go live. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to wait until Monday night. It is Petty Monday. So we're here now on Petty Monday. And for Andre, it's bad, Andre, really bad. And I hope that anybody that's out there that y'all share this live, and this is going to be the last time that I address this situation with Andre and everything, because I have opened up a new door today, as y'all all seen on Facebook. I've opened up a new door. So once I leave this door that I'm in right here tonight and I go into my new door, I'm no longer going to address that situation at all. First and foremost, Andre, I'm going to be real nice and sweet about this. First and foremost, Andre, I don't need to be overall mother of the House of Mizrahi. That was Trace's job, okay? There's no tea, no shade with Trace or anything. That was Trace's job as a mother, was Trace's job. But when it comes down to the work and everything, Andre, I always did the motherfucking work, bitch. And whether I had the title of overall mother, bitch, I was always respected by these children in the house of Mizrahi as mother and overall mother. The difference between me and yourself, Andre, the reason why you're over there fighting for respect, and myself and Jack gets the respect that we get from the children that was in the house of Mizrahi and the children that left the house of Mizrahi, the reason why we got that respect from them, Andre, is because we earned that motherfucking respect, bitch. Every motherfucking piece of respect that you got from the motherfucking kids over there, bitch, you bought it from them, bitch. Whether they paid your motherfucking rent, your light bill, bitch, or sent you gas money, bitch, and toll money to get to a motherfucking ball, bitch. So for you to say that you want respect from somebody, you can't get respect, bitch, when you didn't earn respect, bitch, because you bought your motherfucking respect, and that's why they don't respect you, bitch, and that's why they walking all over you and treating you like a motherfucking nobody and a motherfucking spectacle to your motherfucking legacy, bitch. Your legacy that you had that started, bitch, your legacy crumbled right before your motherfucking eyes, bitch. You had 345 people in your motherfucking group just the last motherfucking week. Now you only have 108 motherfucking people in your motherfucking group. So that speaks a lot for your respect and your legacy. And don't forget all the other children that left before I decided to leave and before Jack decided to motherfucking leave, bitch. So you said for me to open up my own shit, bitch. So I'm going to do exactly that, bitch. I'm going to open up my own shit, and I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to watch your motherfucking legacy that you motherfucking thought that you built, bitch, because you didn't build anything, bitch. You got the motherfucking house, bitch. You have the foundation, and you have the land, bitch. But myself and Jack built every motherfucking thing that happened over there in the house of motherfucking Mizrahi, bitch. Please, you talking about motherfucking respect, bitch. When you sat in a motherfucking group, bitch, and you tell these motherfucking kids to stop motherfucking talking on a motherfucking post, bitch, and they continuously talk and talk and talk, and myself or Jack had to come underneath the motherfucking post, bitch, and tell them this post is over and this post is dead for them to stop motherfucking talking, bitch, but you want motherfucking respect, bitch? How you want motherfucking respect, bitch, when you got these motherfucking kids in this house? You tell them that this motherfucking conversation is dead and it's over, but they're still chatting on the post. And it takes myself or Jack to come underneath the post and tell them it's over for the post to be motherfucking over. But you want to sit and you want to play with me, bitch. But then you want to sit and you want to call me a bum. Bitch, I'm the same bum that gave you that 62-inch TV that you had in your house when I went to prison. I'm the same motherfucking bum that left my motherfucking truck with you, bitch, that got impounded and you never said anything about my motherfucking truck when I came motherfucking home. I'm that same bum that was in the motherfucking hospital last year on Father's Day, bitch, when you hit up and you were sending out motherfucking texts to all the kids that send you motherfucking money for Father's Day, bitch. I'm that same motherfucking bum, bitch, when your motherfucking lights was off, bitch, you would ask me for motherfucking money to turn your motherfucking lights off, but I'm that same motherfucking bum. Don't you do me. Please don't do me, Andre, baby, because this is not the game that you want to motherfucking play, bitch, okay? Please, Andre, and I hope all you motherfuckers that's left over there in the house of Mizrahi that's standing with Andre Mustang, that y'all take this motherfucking message to him. I'm the same motherfucking bum that had to motherfucking put up multiple posts, bitch, for the girls to come together, Mustang, bitch, because Andre put a $1,000 motherfucking table on motherfucking reserve for the Mugler ball, bitch, but 4 days before the motherfucking money was motherfucking due, bitches were scrambling around for motherfucking money. But everybody that paid for that motherfucking table for the $1,000 for the Mugler ball is no longer a part of the house of Mizrahi any motherfucking more. So I think that table should be a 007 motherfucking table, bitch, or my motherfucking new house motherfucking table. Because, Andre, you ain't put a motherfucking nickel or a motherfucking penny in that motherfucking $1,000 for that motherfucking table. But you're the icon. You're the overall father, bitch. But you ain't got no motherfucking money to buy a motherfucking table, bitch, or any motherfucking thing. But you're the father, and you're the motherfucker. You want these motherfucking girls to respect you. Andre, when the last time you came out of your pocket to pay for a motherfucking table at a motherfucking board? Because I can go back into the Mizrahi group and look at many of motherfucking posts, Miss Thing, bitch, and you sitting and you asking the girls for fucking coins, Miss Thing, but you ain't never cash app no motherfucking coins when it came down to coins, bitch, but every time somebody won a motherfucking grand prize, bitch, you had your motherfucking hand out. Oh, yes, you did. Plenty of times you had your hand out. Bitch, you was not here. You wasn't here in New York, bitch, when we won the $5,000, but you had your motherfucking hand out, bitch. You didn't do anything. You didn't do any motherfucking work towards it, Miss Thing, but you always got your motherfucking hand out because you think because your motherfucking name is the icon Andre Miss Wright, you should get something, bitch. No, you should not, bitch. Please, Andre, if you know what's best for you, you need to stop and you need to leave me alone, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Because you've been having an awards war with Jack for many years, bitch, and ain't put shit in it, bitch, but always want something, bitch, because your name is on it, Miss Thing, bitch. You ain't got two motherfucking pennies to rub to fucking together, bitch, but you're sitting here and you're playing in my motherfucking face, bitch. You moved all the way from Atlanta to motherfucking Dallas, bitch, and you ain't even got a car to get the fuck around, Miss Thing, bitch, but I bet you at every motherfucking club, Miss Thing, bitch. I think you're about 50-something years old, Miss Thing, bitch, and you ain't got a motherfucking resume or any motherfucking thing, bitch, to your motherfucking name, bitch. You need to sit down and stop worrying about ballroom and get your motherfucking life together, bitch, and get you a motherfucking job, bitch. It's a shame, bitch. You should be in your mother, you should be retiring at 65, bitch, but you can't even get a fucking Social Security check from motherfucking Social Security, bitch, because you ain't never have a motherfucking job, bitch. But you want to sit here and you want to continuously play with me and think that I'm the girl that you want to play with. But I'm the bitch. I'm the bitch that always been on everybody's side. But Andre thinks that all of these girls, okay, because see, now I'm really being petty, okay, and I'm here for all the motherfucking shit. Bitch, you think that all of those girls, when we left the house, when I left the last time and you thought you was kicking me out, bitch, and then you sent me the text message on Facebook, bitch, and asked me and Jack to come back to the house. Oh, yeah, I still have those screenshots too, Miss Thing. But y'all remember when he said on the live, bitch, over his dead motherfucking body, will we be back in the house of Mizrahi? But, yeah, you hit us up and asked us to come back. Oh, I still have those screenshots too, bitch. I'll post them up at the end of the motherfucking show. But you're worrying about everything else when you need to be getting your life together. Okay? And so, like I said, I stopped the kids from reading, bitch. Okay? It's a shame that you're trying to have a Miss, that you was trying to have a Mizrahi weekend, baby, back when you had your birthday weekend, Miss Thing, bitch. But you couldn't get the coins up, Miss Thing, because ain't none of the kids trust you and want to send you no motherfucking coins, Miss Thing. That's bad. I stopped the kids from last week from coming up here talking about it. But then you want to knock on my door and call me a motherfucking bum and for me to start my own. Bitch, I'm flabbergasted by him, Miss Thing, bitch. And then you have the nerve, bitch, to want to sit and make a post. And any of you bitches that was his real friend, Miss Thing, bitch, y'all would tell him that he needs to work on his grammar and his spelling, Miss Thing, bitch, before you come at a motherfucking bitch. How you gonna try to read a motherfucking bitch when a bitch gotta decipher, Miss Thing, bitch? It's like Morris Code, Miss Thing, bitch. You gotta fucking decipher what the fuck he motherfucking saying to you, bitch, to try to get to the motherfucking truth or get to what he's trying to motherfucking say, bitch. But then you had some motherfucking bitch came up last week, bitch, and wrote a motherfucking well-worded, well-grammared apology for Andre, and he posted it up on his page. Bitch, Andre, you should have went to that motherfucking post before they put it up, Miss Thing, and made some motherfucking incorrections on that motherfucking post. Because the girls knew it ain't come from you, bitch, because it was spelled correct. But you want to sit here and you want to keep knocking on my door and you want to play with me. I'm not the one for you to play with, Andre. Please, don't do me. Don't do me. Okay? Because I did not ask to come back to the house of Mizrahi. I was not coming back. You asked me to come back. Got the text on Facebook. You asked me to come back and let's make the girls gag. For you to continue to do the same motherfucking shit that you was motherfucking doing and still destroying the motherfucking house. Still doing the same motherfucking shit, destroying the motherfucking house, okay? Because I'm not giving nobody nothing. I'm not giving nobody shit in this thing until motherfuckers respect me. All we asked was for myself, Jack, and Andre to step back Make a new overall mother, a new overall father, and let the children leave the motherfucking house. But Andre ain't want to do that because Andre wants somebody to motherfucking respect him. They're not going to respect you, bitch, because they paid you. Okay? Don't start, because I know it's a bunch of 007s or a bunch of new girls that's in other houses. Bitch, if I ask them all to send me your Cash App or your PayPal or how much money you sent Andre over the years, Miss Thing, bitch, girl, please. It'll be like a motherfucking five-page motherfucking series book. But you want motherfucking respect from somebody. And then you want to sit here and you really want to play with me and call me a motherfucking bum and for me to start my own. And I want it to be overall mother, bitch. I ain't in need to have overall mother behind my motherfucking name or in front of my motherfucking name. Because, bitch, I still get that motherfucking respect from every motherfucking body. But you want to play. So now I know he's going to go and he's going to make a live and say everything he want to say. You put this all on yourself. You tarnish your own motherfucking image, your own motherfucking legacy. The girl gave you a chance when you said the statement that you said last year, and you came and you apologized, and the girl forgave you. But then you come right behind a year later and make another asinine motherfucking statement to fuck up yourself and your fucking legacy. But you got a motherfucking legacy in motherfucking ballroom. But what legacy do you have outside of motherfucking ballroom is the question that I ask. Okay? But you want people to, you want these girls, you think all of these girls that's around you is your girlfriend, Andre? I'm going to let you know, Andre, these girls are not your girlfriends. So for all you Mizrahis that's over there, when we left the last time and Andre was going around, bitch, and how Andre thinks that the tea got out, that he was trying to get Amaya to come back to the house and trying to get this person to come back to the house and trying to do all of these things because he thought that he was going to gag us. But, bitch, I was always two steps ahead of you, Andre, because when you was on those conversations with those girls on those motherfucking phone calls, Andre, that you thought was your girlfriend and your quote-unquote kids and things, those bitches wasn't your girlfriend and they wasn't your kids, Andre, bitch, because they had me on the phone, bitch. They had Marlon on the phone, bitch. Girl, listening to every motherfucking plan that you thought was you was going to do to turn us, bitch. But we was always two steps a motherfucking ahead of you, bitch. I'm going to always be two steps ahead of you, bitch. Okay? And let me let you know this, Andre. When you think about Mizrahi, bitch, if I really want to be a fierce bitch, and if these girls was really your girlfriends, Andre, I own the rights to the house of Mizrahi. Okay? I paid $1,500 for the name, the house of Mizrahi, bitch, okay? I own that mistake, bitch. I got papers to that, bitch. So if I want to come to a motherfucking ball, bitch, and shut that motherfucking shit down, bitch, and say you won't use it, bitch, you won't use it, bitch. And all the girls knew this ever since last year, September, bitch. I own the rights to the house of Mizrahi, bitch. I got it motherfucking padded, bitch. Don't do me, bitch. Okay? So I'm letting you keep that motherfucking name, bitch. But if you keep knocking at my door, bitch, you or none of the 108 people that you got left in that group will use the house of Mizrahi any motherfucking way, bitch. I will pull out my papers and I will serve y'all motherfucking bitch. Okay, I'm not a dumb motherfucking bitch. I'm a smart motherfucker. Jasmine taught me a motherfucking lot, bitch. Now play with me. Now ask your girlfriends that with your girlfriends that everybody knew this already about me having the house of Mizrahi already padding it. So ask them about it. They been new, but they didn't tell you. Because guess what? When you thought that you was going to come out last September before you asked us to come back and you thought she was going to turn us, no, bitch, I was going to turn you at that ball in Atlanta. So now, why didn't your girlfriends tell you that? Everybody that's your girlfriend. Because everybody knew. Keep telling y'all bitches, stop playing with me, bitch. I might look dumb. I might sound dumb. I might be a clown to you motherfuckers up here, bitch. But I'm far from a motherfucking clown, and I'm far from motherfucking stupid, bitch. I'm a bad motherfucking bitch. And you bitches need to know that, bitch. You may not respect me, bitch, by choice, bitch, but you're going to respect me one way or another, bitch, okay? Because guess what, bitch? I earned every motherfucking thing that I got in this thing, bitch. It ain't come from a motherfucking floor, bitch. It came from this nasty, disrespectful fucking mouth. Now, I ask everybody that's on this live to tell your father, Andre, to stop playing with me. Because if he keep playing with me, bitch, I'm going to have to do what the fuck I got to do. Leave me the fuck alone. Okay? I made a kiki. And now, bitch, we're going to make a motherfucking mockery of this motherfucker if y'all want to. Okay? I ain't got time to play with you. Bitch, I ain't got to prove nothing to you girls on live, bitch. Okay? All the Mizrahis that had last Miss Thing or was thinking about leaving, bitch, they already seen the paperwork, Miss Thing, bitch. I've been sending to them, Miss Thing, text messages, inboxes and everything. Marlon knew about it, Miss Thing. Everybody knew about it. Miss Thing, girl, the girls knew about it. Bitch, Cookie knew about it. Trenton knew about it, Miss Thing. It was so many people that knew about it, Miss Thing, bitch. Bitch, the girls know, bitch. Don't play with me. Bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Don't play with me, bitch. Good. Okay. So, now since I'm done with that and reading with that, honey, on to the next, honey, because I'm done with that, honey, okay? Bitch. Baby. Okay. So, Amaya, are you still here, sister?
Oh, yeah, I am. I just had you on mute because I was cooking. Yeah, I'm here.
Jason Bridges, where are you at? Jason Bridges, where are you at? So, Maya, tell us what happened in Chicago.
This weekend was the Rags to Riches Ball in Chicago. Preface, I've always said that I would never go back to another Rags because of the stuff that Michael pulled over the years at Rags. But I must admit, and I must go ahead and bite my tongue, he did a really, 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 really good job this weekend for Rags. He made sure all his money was given out. He made sure the ball was ran smoothly. Like, it was a decent ball. Like, it wasn't as big as his normal Rags. But I think that with time and with people seeing how well he did this weekend, that the Rags can definitely return to its former glory. It was just an overall decent weekend. Absolutely. It was like no super major highlights of the weekend, if you want me to say that, but it was a good weekend.
Oh, so what were some of the grand prizes that and some of the kids won, honey? I think I seen on Facebook the legendary
Moomoo
Ebony won something.
Yeah, he won the Divas category, which in order to win category you have to have won at least $1,000 category before. It was him, Michaela Levin, I want to say Lala Estrada. There's only a few of them that won, but yeah, legendary Moomoo Ebony won that category. The Balmains came really heavy for the categories, and I think they had one twist and something else. It was just somebody is inboxing me. Give me one second, because obviously somebody don't like what I'm saying. Hold on one second to put my plate down. But I mean, it was a lot of Chanel's had brought out new mothers, and they had a lot of new members. It was just a weekend. It was an eventful weekend. I think it was smooth. Outside of a little small bullshit. A little small incident, of course, dealing with myself. But other than that, it was good.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, honey. K Congratulations, to Marco Escada for definitely revamping the Rags to Riches ball and bringing it back, honey, and, you know, and having a successful ball and definitely giving out all his cash and everything and stuff like that. It's been years since Marco has had a ball that has completed and things. So congratulations to Marco, honey. Work, Marco. You did a great job. Okay. Yes, I'm still in Florida. I'm out at dinner. Jason, how you out at dinner, bitch? And you know we was doing a show tonight, bitch. Jason, talk about he out at dinner. Bitch, you knew we were out here working. Well, this weekend here in New York City, Freddie LaBeija had his annual ball that he has every September. And it was really nice. You know. Congratulations to the young man from the House of Platinum that won Open to All Virgin Runway. Congratulations to I don't know the young lady's name from the House of LaBeija that won the face for the $400. Congratulations to the young men from the House of Platinum that won Realness, Pretty Boy Realness, for the $400. Congratulations to Fabian 007 for winning Trans Male Realness. Congratulations to Sid Revlon for winning Trans Man Realness. Congratulations to Michelle 007 for winning Female Figure Runway. Congratulations to the girl from the House of Platinum that won Femme Queen Realness. Congratulations, her fucking name on the tip of my fucking tongue and I'm fucking forgetting it right now. But she's an Ebony and she won female figure performance for the cash. I'm only telling y'all the people that won for the cash. And also congratulations to the Icon, James Icon, for winning Legendary Realness, okay? And that's all that I remember because after I woke Legendary Realness, I left the ball. So I really don't remember anything else like that, honey, okay? Yes, the House of Platinum, yes, the House of Platinum. Honey, Sheila, Sheila Ebony for winning the $400 for performance. Congratulations to her. Yes, I left the House of Platinum. Yes, I left. Okay, I left after that, so I don't remember nothing else after that. Okay, but
who
what I want to say
Platinum,
is,
Kelly?
Huh?
Who's the House of Platinum?
I don't know, bitch. Listen, they act. Oh well, Amaya call dropped, so we gotta wait for Amaya to call back in. But I don't know who was the House of Platinum. Okay, they asked them what house they was in, and they said they was Platinum. I'm not questioning nobody. They said they was Platinum, and that's all I meant. They said they was in the House of Platinum. Okay, it was two sickening pretty boys. They had this sickening motherfucking femme queen bitch that I thought was a motherfucking cunt bitch when I seen her. Oh, Amaya's back. They had this sickening motherfucking femme queen that I thought was a cunt all night long walking around this thing, and then she came out and walked femme queen realness bitch, and I fucking gagged. Okay, and then they had the young little boy. He walked All American Runway, Virgin All American Runway, and he won.
That's why I was asking who started the House of Platinum. I didn't have to heard of that. I'm not being shady either to people on the line. I just never heard of it. Who started the House of Platinum?
I don't know who started it. I don't know. Maybe we gotta ask around, baby. But they said they was Platinum, Sonny. All of them that won, they said they was Platinum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, good.
Okay. So let me see, because I was gonna wait for Jason to come so we could talk about what happened in Florida. But Jason's not here, so I guess Jason is going to be coming back real soon, and they're going to be doing shows on Wednesday night. I forgot the name of the show that he said that they're going to be doing on Wednesday night, him and his team and stuff. But, yeah, overall, I had a wonderful time. But I do need to address something else, okay, since we're talking about Freddie's ball, okay? And this goes out to Overall Mother, Jasmine Soldier, and Lee Soldiers, okay? So I seen Lee Soldier, well, I didn't see because Lee had me blocked, but somebody sent me a message that Lee Soldier posted up on Facebook. And then after I left the ball, I heard about an incident that happened today. I heard about an incident that happened at the ball today, okay? Let me tell y'all something, right? When it comes to my sister, MC Deborah, Kool-Aid, Nanushka, okay, let me tell y'all something. Y'all have to realize, 2 years ago, my sister had a fucking stroke, 2 years ago, okay? She was not able to walk. She was not able to talk. She was not able to do anything, okay? Bitch, when she came to that Ebony ball for the first time, and they had my sister out there looking a hot fucking mess, bitch, at that ball, and she was in her walker, and she couldn't move or any motherfucking thing, bitch. For y'all to put up a motherfucker, for Lee to write a post, talk about that Selvin Cooley is now an elder, and she needs to sit down and just have LSS and all. This thing, first of all, bitch, my sister is nowhere nor near a motherfucking elder, okay? My sister is 45 years old, Miss Thing Bitch, okay? She will come out to a motherfucking ball. She will get her LSS if she wants to have her LSS. If she decides that she wants to come out and she wants to walk and she wants to play for a fucking category, she will walk and she will play for a category. I am very upset that I left the ball and she wanted to come out and walk all way on Saturday, but Jasmine got in front of her, Jasmine Soldier got in front of her and said that she could not, no. Don't stop her from doing any motherfucking thing that she wants to do, okay, bitch? Y'all not going to motherfucking alienate my sister and keep her stagnated in one motherfucking spot, bitch, okay? If she wants to come out and she wants to walk and she wants to have a good time, she's going to come out and she's going to walk and she's going to have a fucking good time, bitch, okay? So for y'all to put up a post talking about she's an elder and just an LSS and all, no. No. She's not an elder. Bitch, y'all not gonna have my sister thinking that she's handicapped and she can't do anything, bitch. My sister will continue to get up. She will continue to walk. She will continue to do what she wants to do because all of that energy and that memento keeps her going. It fuels her. It makes her feel like she's still a part of this community, like she can still do something. She can still live her life and be who she wants, bitch. She's not gonna stay in that chair. She's going to keep getting her strength. She's going to keep getting her motherfucking energy, bitch, till she gets back to 100%. For you bitches to write a motherfucking post and then to stop her from trying to walk all the way, Miss Thing, bitch, on Saturday after I left the ball, Miss Thing, you know if I was still at that motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, I would have turned it the fuck out. Do not stop her from doing what she wants to do, okay? That is how she gets her energy back. I just had this discussion with the old lady and her two daughters coming out of my building 2 days ago. The mother is pushing the wheelchair and the daughters are trying to get the mother to get in the wheelchair. Stop trying to put your mother in that wheelchair. Let her push that wheelchair because that is how she gets her energy. That is how she keeps her strength in her fucking legs. Don't try to put her in that wheelchair when she's pushing that wheelchair. Don't try to keep my sister in her motherfucking walker when she wants to come out and she wants to play and she wants to do what she wants to do. Don't write no motherfucking post about my motherfucking sister and talk about my sister's the elder, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all a motherfucking elder, bitch, because y'all older than my motherfucking sister. Just because she had a motherfucking stroke, Miss Thing, bitch, she came a long way from when she had her motherfucking stroke to where she's at some motherfucking day, bitch. And that's from the grace, okay, of Tim Leviticus, myself, Nicole and Dominique and everybody else that's around her, Miss Thing Bitch. When she's out at a ball and she looks over to Dominique and tells Dominique, I want to get out here and I want to play, Dominique tells her, go ahead, and Dominique walks her out there for her to play. When she gets home at nighttime, she thanks Dominique for doing that, bitch, at the end of the night when she gets home. She thanks Dominique for bringing her to her ball. She thanks Dominique for letting her get out there and do what she got to do and being there to guide her and everything, bitch. Y'all will not make a post about my sister. Y'all will not stop her. If the category is calling for just bring it, and she's at a ball and she wants to bring it, you will not stop her. You will not stagnate her. You will not keep her in that chair and try to make her feel like she is handicapped, she is no one, and she's someone else, bitch, when you bitches are older than fucking her.
And who are they to tell her she can't walk a ball? They need to sit the fuck down.
Bitch, they got fucking nerve, bitch, when half of you motherfucking bitches out here shouldn't even be motherfucking walking. Bitch, I'm not playing with you girls, Miss Thing, bitch. If I was at that ball, Miss Thing, if I would have still stayed there at that ball, Miss Thing, I would have turned that shit out Saturday, Miss Thing. I'm telling y'all, I would have turned it out. Don't do that. Ever again. Do not jump in front of her, bitch. Okay? When she's coming out there on that floor to have fun, it's just to enjoy herself.
It's,
I'm
not lying. They should stop coming in for walking balls, and they supposedly at 100%.
Okay, yeah, bitch, a lot of these bitches need to stop, bitch, and they at 100 and 120%, Miss Thing, or 100% trying to walk a motherfucking ball and do what the fuck they gonna do, bitch. A lot of these bitches need to motherfucking stop. But I was upset when I heard that, bitch, and they stopped her from coming out and having fun, bitch. No, let her have fun. That's how she lives her life. All she does all week long, bitch, is go to therapy, bitch, for them to get her up and for her to walk, bitch, okay? She went to therapy for a whole year and a half, bitch, to be able to come out on the floor, bitch, and give a little give a little hand, and give a little stuff, bitch, okay? This is what they teach, this is what they're teaching her, bitch, how to get her momentum back, bitch, how to be able to walk, bitch, without a motherfucking walker. And then y'all girls want to stop her? And then put up a post talking about she's old. She's an elder. Bitch, and y'all bitches are older than her. Bitch, stop playing with my sister, bitch. Y'all know, bitch, I play a lot of motherfucking games, bitch. I don't play with my kids, my money, my man, and my sisters. Bitch, y'all play around, bitch. Y'all wind up getting yourself hurt. I'm telling y'all, bitch, don't jump in front of her, bitch, when she's out on the floor, bitch, and she's having a motherfucking good time, bitch. If you do that, bitch, you're liable to be the next motherfucker to get folded a motherfucking pretzel, bitch, if I'm out. And I'm letting you know that now. Don't play with her. Don't write no motherfucking posts about her and all types of motherfucking shit, bitch. Because just because y'all bitches got me blocked, bitch, I see everything. My kids send me every motherfucking thing. Don't play with my sister, bitch. You bitches will get fucking hurt. I'm letting y'all know that now. I'm just saying. I'm not here for the fucking shit. Okay? Okay, hold on. Who's hitting me up? Somebody hitting me up. Okay, hold on. Who is this? Oh, I know who it was. I know who it was, but I'm not telling them. I'm not telling them, sis. I seen your message in my inbox. I knew who it was, bitch, but I ain't telling these bitches. When they ready to do what they're going to do, bitch, they're gonna do what they're going to do, bitch. I'm just saying, bitch. But, you know. But I had a great time. This weekend. I know Maya had a great time this weekend, honey, you know, and shit like that. I'm just saying, bitch. I had a great time. Hold on, because y'all know this show ain't free. I got to pay some bills. Don't forget, it's not too late to get your tickets for Dallas this weekend, honey. Hold on. It ain't
Dallas Southern Pride presents Miss Dallas Southern Pride Pageant 2019, Thursday, September 26th at the Doubletree Hotel Market Center, 2015 Market Center Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Category, presentation. Pride colors, a combination or singular. Talent, 15 minutes max, with 2 minutes setup time. Evening wear, question and answer. Registration, $75 until August 31st, 2019. For more info, contact Kate Johnson at AboundingProsperity.org. DallasSouthernPride.com, 214-421-4800. Prize package of $1,500. Also,
the first annual Ball House Pageant Awards Gala. A red carpet event, Friday, September 27th, 2019, at 7 p.m. Also presenting the Gulf Coast Ballroom of the Year Award. Mistress of Ceremonies, Tommy Ross and Sasha Sanchez. RSVP required at Eventbrite. BHAP Conference, the BHAP Conference. Attire, evening wear required. At the DoubleTree Hotel Market Center, 2015 Market Center Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Special guest performance by Kennedy Davenport. Also, Saturday, September 28th, Dallas Southern Pride presents the Black Pride State Fair Classic Weekend. The pool party, featuring It's Your Boy Candy, Light Skin Keisha, Beat King, and Asian Doll. At the Cedar Canyon Dude Ranch, 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. 4523 University Hills Boulevard, Lancaster, Texas. VIP cabana sections available with VIP entry area access. One VIP cabana section, one bottle. Host Hotel, DoubleTree Hotel, Market Center. Overflow Hotel, Sheraton Suites, Market Center. Saturday, September 28th. Going to be a celebration, Dallas Pride Weekend.
Yes, that was from our sponsor from Dallas Southern Pride going down this weekend in Dallas, bitch. It's not too late to get your tickets, honey. Okay, we have a caller, 347-371. You're live on here on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just
Hello?
Here? Yes.
Hello? Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Isla Ebony from LA Banshee Ball.
Hi, Isla. What's going on?
Oh, well, someone told me that you guys wanted, to hear about the ball in LA, the stats.
Yes, tell us about the ball in LA. We talked about the ball here in New York. We talked about the ball in Chicago, but we don't have no correspondence for the ball in LA, so tell us what happened.
Well, I'm here, so... So I've been doing Banshee Ball for about 6 years in LA. It was the 6 year anniversary. And, it used to be like a club night, and for the 6 year anniversary, I wanted to make it an OTY ball. So we did that, and Jack just happened to be in town for the Emmys. So that was cute. And, do you want to hear the stats? What do you want to hear?
Well, who won the grand prizes? Tell us who won some of the categories.
All right. Well, our judges were Divine, Cage, Aphrodite, Angel Mizrahi, Halftime Prodigy, Twiggy Garcon, Gia Mizrahi, Casanova Escada, Bijan Ebony, Ebony Lane, Milan Christopher, and Tori Balmain. The Jack and Twiggy brought some people from Haley and Candy from Pose, that was exciting. And Silas, the director writer. Faith was Masaki Garcon. Old Way, New Way was Eric Ninja. Virgin Runway, no winner. Virgin Vogue. Billy 007, really cute Asian guy that just started voguing out here, and he's going to have a good future. Bizarre was Wings Loren. Sex Siren, Female Figure, Lil Shay Ebony, Sex Siren Butch Queen, Nova 007, Female Figure Performance, Riley 007, this real cute girl from Arizona that is going to be a problem in women's performance. Sneaker versus Sneaker, Marcus Tichy, Femme Queen Realness, Nikki Ebony, Butch Queen Thug Realness, John John Garcon, Schoolboy, Mike Escada, Butch No Walkers, Pretty Boy No Walkers, Butch Queen in Drag, Sasha Balmain, Executive Realness, Darren Escada, Grand Prize Realness, Mike Escada, Legendary Performance, Junior Ebony, Realness with a Twist, another new kid, Veroman 007, he's from Ohio, and he just came out to LA, he's going to college, and he's insane. Female Figure Runway, Destiny Ninja, Butch Queen Runway, Jamari Balmain, All-American, Mike Escada. The overall grand prize runway was Jamari Balmain, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, Fly Escada. And the overall grand prize was the princess from Arizona, Riley 007. So there you have it.
Okay. I know that's right.
It was, yeah, and it was like, it was cute. We did it in a Jewish temple that's now like a nonprofit community center. Some people, and I know sometimes it's a little controversial for some people to do it, a ball in a religious space, but I personally think that it's the perfect place for ballroom because everyone's perfect in God's eyes. So I thought it was an amazing venue. It was gorgeous. There's stained glass windows. It was very spiritual. And there was a little drama at the end. It was confusing who the second to last battle went to, and the ball was about to end, and the panel up and left. So then I called three icons up, and they redid the battle, and then those three icons also voted on the final battle. So that was it.
Okay. I know that's right. Thank you, Isla, for definitely calling in and letting the girls know on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, honey. You know, who won what in L.A., honey, because we don't ever have no correspondents for the balls in L.A. to know the tea and stuff because Devon doesn't do the
I know.
Anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, L.A. gets its reputation, but hashtag make the West Coast great again. It's happening. And we've got in November, the Escadas are throwing the People's Choice Award. And a week later, Banji Ball is teaming up with Thomas Davis, and there's going to be another OTY Ball. And then, of course, in December, we have the Ovenus Ball. You know, L.A. is getting cute. Like, we have Vogue Nights now. Deshaun runs Vogue Nights. Marcus Tisi's been doing an April Fool's Ball once a year, and every year it gets better. Next year is going to be even bigger. Like, don't sleep on L.A. There's a lot of talent here, okay?
Okay, L.A., work L.A., honey. L.A. is coming back, honey. L.A. is about to come back with a vengeance. Girls better get ready.
Well, I'll tell you why, because this is where the industry is. And so everyone from New York wants to move to L.A. because they want to start doing the auditions, getting the commercials. So there is a lot of talent here. It's just, you know, we're small. So we have our reputation, but that is changing. So thank you for giving us a little spotlight.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Isla, for definitely calling in and giving us the tea.
All right. You have a good
thank
evening.
Thank you. Okay, that was Isla Ebony all the way from the West Coast, honey, giving us the tea on what's going on in L.A., honey. And so I got the tea for y'all girls. Amaya, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I got the tea for y'all, honey. The girl name is, her name is Melanie Platinum, started the House of Platinum, honey. Her name, Melanie Platinum. Okay, and she's a pretty girl. I got a picture of her and everything. They sent me a picture of her. Y'all see her? She started the House of Platinum. They sent me a picture of her. She started the House of Platinum, honey. She's a pretty girl. She started the House of Platinum, honey. Hold on, we have another caller. 347-404. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
I'm here for the shit.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing? It's RR.
Hi, RR. What's going on?
I just wanted to touch on something outside of the conversation in which you guys are talking, and only because you were a part of the cast, I wanted to get your opinion. Billy Porter got the award the other night for Best Actor in Pose.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
My thing was, I'm really happy that he received the award. However, I felt that he should have acknowledged the ballroom community, you know, the houses and ballroom, because there wouldn't be a Pose without the ballroom community and the houses and ballroom. And it didn't have to be a big speech, but he acknowledged everyone else, and he could have just said, I'd like to acknowledge the ballroom community and thank them for all their participation, you know. I just felt that we were slighted in that area. I just want to get your opinion on that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Lord,
We can table it for another conversation.
Listen, hold on 1 minute, because I see your number, and I'm gonna call you once I'm done with the show, for us to have a conversation, and then we can come back up maybe tomorrow and have another show and touch up on this
and
topic.
I respect that because I do understand your position. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Babe.
I'm gonna call you as soon as I'm done with the show, and we're gonna have a conversation. Okay.
All right. Thank you
that
so much, sweetie.
Pioneer icon, honey, the founder, honey, okay, one of the founders of the House of International Chanel, Chanel, honey, okay, bitch. But, you know, we touched on everything. We touched on L.A., we touched on New York, we touched on Chicago, we touched up on the tea and everything, bitch. Y'all know I'm in transition right now and stuff like that, bitch. So I'm about to get up off of this show, okay? What's up, Buck? I see you on the live. I'm about to get up off this show because I got a lot of things that I got to do in the next couple of days to make things happen and everything, bitch. So I want to thank all of y'all for definitely tuning in to me and my sister Amaya. Hopefully we get Jason up here and we can talk about Florida tomorrow and have another show tomorrow and talk about Florida and stuff of that nature. But I want to definitely do thank y'all all for listening to the show tonight. Amaya, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody. Look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow.
Night, honey. Like I tell y'all, every Monday night, honey, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. Jason is not here to talk about Florida, Eddie. I don't know what happened in Florida. Jason's out for dinner, okay? Jason knew it was going to be a show, but he's out for dinner, okay? So hopefully Jason will come tomorrow and we can talk about what happened in Florida. Hold on. I got to let our Philadelphia commercial take us out. We got to pay some bills. This show ain't free.
Legendary mother Bria Ebony and legendary father Marquis Prodigy present Royalty in Philadelphia, PA, December 7th, 2019. Admission, $30. Tables are now on sale, $300. Your commentators for this evening, legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy and Snooki West. Master of the beat, the icon, the Dr. Von Allure. Categories include Stunt Queen Realness, $1,000. Open to all performance, $1,500. Schoolboy Realness, $500. Runway, $500. House with the Most Trophy, $1,000. Royalty in the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA, 7 December 2019. Be there.
My nephews on YouTube. I think that's when the next time I'm going to be in Philadelphia. But I'm always in Philadelphia outside of being at a ball or whatever. I'm always in Philadelphia. To the person that asked me that on YouTube. But good night to all of y'all on YouTube. We out of here.